anti-aging skin specialist and a speaker of Skin Essentials, Mariga Sheedy, is going to link up with us in just a few moments' time. So if you're feeling a little bit wrinkly and crinkly, like yours truly, join the queue. Help is at hand. Give us a call on that number now. Orla taking your calls, or use that text line, as I'm joined by Mariga Sheedy. And Mariga, I hope I pronounced the first name right, have I?
Yes, you have indeed. Good morning, Alan. Good morning to your listeners.
I woke up this morning and I looked at the mirror and I saw a few more lines, Mariga. Can you help me and people like me? What are you going to do? What can you advise us in regards anti-aging and our skin?
Well, the first thing I would advise you to is stay away from the mirror, and in particular, magnifying mirrors. They're not our friends. Yes, it's the short answer. Of course, we can help any of that. And specifically today, I think we wanted to have a chat about sunscreen. And that really is the number one anti-wrinkles, anti-aging product to have in your arsenal. We have loads of fancy treatments that we can do. We have lots of terrific ingredients to keep your skin young and radiant. But sunscreen is, of course, the number one for everybody.
Right. Now, this is very interesting because I've heard this mentioned, and it wasn't just somebody like yourself who's a skin specialist, but a medical person mentioned it to me as well, that wearing sunscreen in winter is advisable. Is that true?
Absolutely. What I like to tell people is, if there is enough light to read a book by, you have to have sunscreen on you. There's a kind of an old-fashioned saying, I suppose, that you wear sunscreen in this country from March to October. And certainly you want to up your game between March and October.
Right.
But you need to have it on. It's not the heat of the sun that damages your skin on its own. Sunlight causes skin damage.
What factor would you recommend then? Because, I mean, indoors, for example, if you're reading a book late at night by the lamplight, you need to have sun cream on then?
Ah, no, you're safe enough. Vampires need not apply.
Yeah.
You are safe enough inside, yes, at night time. But even if you're inside, like a lot of us are now, I think the best thing to do is just use your sunscreen in the morning, just like your daily moisturiser. Use it as your daily moisturiser. So then when you pop out to the shop or you go out for your bit of exercise, you're already covered. So anywhere that's exposed to the sun. So don't forget, if you're doing your face, do your ears, neck, chest, hands. And if you're getting a little light on top, don't forget to do the scalp as well.
All right. Now, the requirements, are they the same for men, women and children? Because I suppose we're into the various factors then. What do you suggest?
Yes, it's the same for everybody. I always recommend a factor 30 because that's going to give us about 95% filtering of UVA, UVB. People do sometimes choose to go stronger. You'll see a factor 50 or even sometimes 100. And I think that you're into a kind of a false sense of security there. Like, you're going to think naturally enough that a factor 50 is going to give you nearly double the protection of a factor 30.
Yes.
But in fact, it's not. So if we go back to that percentage of 95% from the factor 30, you've gone up to about 97.5% with the factor 50. But I think psychologically it can give you that false sense of security. So for that reason, I recommend a factor 30. Right. And yes, for men, women and children, we all have the same skin and susceptibilities and vulnerabilities to sun exposure. Okay. So there is no difference as far as the protection goes.
Dark circles around your eyes, a comment in from a Morning Mix listener. Can you help them, please?
Yeah, so apart from outside of sunscreen, and again, anything that you are susceptible to, and some of us will have different things like breakouts or red veins or, again, the dark circles under the eyes, sunscreen will always help because UV exposure makes everything worse. But with particularly the dark circles under the eyes, if it's not just from being tired, which, you know, try to get better sleep is the answer there, very often that's either hereditary or medical.
Right.
And neither of those issues, of course, are going to be addressed by skincare.
Okay.
So that is, find out where it's from first.
My granny, God be good to her, used to always say, you need a good night's sleep to get rid of the bags under your eyes. Was the granny right?
Oh, she was right.
Was
absolutely right.
Grannies are always right. Yeah.
Grannies knew what they were talking about. If you suffer from puffy under eyes, yeah, there's some really simple things. Getting a good night's sleep, of course, a higher pillow to help drainage down from the face, to help gravity there at night.
Yeah.
cucumber slices back to the old-fashioned things, they will help temporarily.
Yeah.
But of course, if they're constant, we can do some skin tightening to sort that out for you.
Mary's in Gorey. Her granddaughter was diagnosed with melanoma, and she has to wear sun cream 6 months of the year under her makeup and stay out of the sun altogether, which brings me on to my next question about makeup and sun cream. If you wear makeup with sun protection, do you need a separate product?
Absolutely, you do. And it's great that if you're adding more with your makeup, but if you think about how much sunscreen we have to use, now just talking about the face and neck to keep it sort of simple for the makeup wearing question, you're going to need about a half teaspoon. And there's no way that you're going to put half a teaspoon of foundation on, although I have seen some that do.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get enough in a normal application of foundation to give you a full spectrum protection.
Yeah.
And we really do have quite a high incidence of melanoma and other skin cancers in this country, which is a huge reason to just use your sunscreen every day, make it part of your daily personal grooming.
The sale of sunscreen in County Wexford is going to go up by... It'll be like the bread with the start of the pandemic. It'll be gone into short supply if we're not careful. You read about...
Oh, God, I hope so.
You hope so. Yeah. You read about chemical or mineral sunscreen, Mariga. What's the difference? Does it matter?
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter at all. Your skin doesn't mind. The word chemical gets an awful bashing, and really for no reason. Everything, as you know, is a chemical. Water, H2O, is a chemical. So sunscreen can be used either way. A chemical sunscreen works. The ingredients absorb a lot of the harmful UV rays and process them before they can do damage in your skin.
Yeah.
A mineral sunscreen, which is also called a physical sunscreen, so that's one and the same thing, they scatter light. They reflect it back. So they scatter the UV rays off the surface of your skin.
Yeah.
So either is perfectly acceptable, and a blend of both as well is acceptable.
You never wore it before. Is it too late to start?
Never. With anything to do with your health or beauty, never too late to start. But I would caution everybody, particularly for those of us of a certain vintage for whom, if we had sunscreen at all, it was at the beach, as if the sun couldn't get you anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not too late to start. You can always slow down further damage. But the damage is very often done from early life. So even if you've been very good with your sunscreen, even if you've never worn sunscreen, you keep an eye on all lesions. And it is a very, very good idea to get anything that changes, get it checked.
Great advice. We'll be talking to you again soon, no doubt. A lot of reaction on our text line as well. Final question for the moment, Mariga, is we know the importance of vitamin D, especially now with COVID, but will wearing sunscreen prevent us getting vitamin D from the sun? That's an interesting
This is a big debate.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like to stray outside of my scope, Alan. Cosmetic skincare and the appearance of the skin is what I do, and I'm not a medical person. However, the advice seems to be, and what I do myself to get around this, is a little few minutes of sun is enough, of weak sun is enough, as I understand it.
Yeah.
So in the morning, but maybe before you apply your sunscreen all over, have a little ponder around your yard or your balcony or your garden before the sun is strong, bring your cup of tea or coffee out, and that will be enough vitamin D. But always with these questions, it is best, of course, to go back to your doctor.
I expect to be less wrinkly when next I'm speaking to you after all that good advice today. Look, we don't give out phone numbers or anything, but you obviously have a website if people want to check out more about you, Mariga. What is your website?
Yes, if people want to check it out or want to send any questions directly, you can contact us to our website, which is skinessentialsbymariga.com. And that is spelled M-A-R-I-G-A, because people will ask. So skinessentialsbymariga.com. We're located in Wexford. Of course, we're not open right now, but we are online to take your questions.
Lovely to talk to you. Enjoy that. Stay well, Mariga. Thanks for taking the call this morning and giving us great advice.
Thank you, Alan. Enjoy that nice day. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. That was Mariga Sheedy, Mariga Sheedy, anti-aging skin specialist and speaker at Skinness.